T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And age doesn't mean that you still can't bring it in the future. That's all I
got
to say.
Janet, the problem with that
Tell
is,
Janet they didn't make the playoffs. Yeah, I'm not saying it's because of the ages.
Is that Steph, Clay, and Draymond are getting worse. And Kuminga, Moody, Pajemski, and Trayce Jackson-Davis are getting better. So how do you figure it out with one maybe coming back a little and the other four guys getting better? And that's what the Golden State Warriors have to figure out. It's really that simple. How do you bring this team more in the middle? I mean, Steph, Clay, and Draymond need more help. They just need more help. And whether the guys on the team need to bring them more help or whether they need to go get guys to bring them more help, I think the one thing that all Warrior fans can agree on is Steph, Clay, and Draymond, if they're going to be here, they need more help. They've gotten older, right?
No doubt. And I'll say this to Janet's call. I don't feel like you're hearing that from us.
Pro sports has ageism. Yeah,
right.
But it's just a fact.
Yeah, but Stani, I'm not ready to sit here and say Steph is where Dre and Clay are at. The whole thing, as excited as any Warrior fan is about the youngsters or the next tier or the next crop, we don't know. Let me tell you something. What's going to happen? Draymond Green's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So is Steph Curry, and so is Klay Thompson. We don't know if Pods, Kuminga, or Moody, and whoever else you want to put on that list, TJD, are going to, you know, get to that plateau. So right now it's about a blend, and if you want to bring Clay back, and I understand it because you feel like there's still something to do here, you need to do what you just said. H-E-L-P, where and how you go get that, I don't know, but you know, we got to be careful on just saying it, and I'm not saying you're saying this, oh, the big three's done, all right, let's hit reset, and then here come the youngsters, and the youngsters may be serviceable players, but are there any superstars in that crop? And you know, that's part of this problem is how do you maneuver and move forward not knowing the answers to those questions?
Well,
you got to hitch your wagon to one of them, and I'm hitching mine on what I already know works or worked. And now, you need to do something. You need to polish it up. How do you do that? And you got to get an infusion of something. Do you have that something already on the roster? I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of don't understand that. Like, I get the idea that we don't know what the young players are. And, yeah, we're working with three Hall of Famers. But they are not at that level anymore. So, don't you know what you're going to get with Steph, Dre, and Clay? And you know it's not going to be what it was 3 years ago. So don't you have to look at the young players because they at least have a chance to keep getting better over the next 2 or 3 years? And the more you stay reliant on the core, I'd just be worried that it holds back the young core.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get back to some of this Bobby Marks sound because he's got some good stuff that on here. The one is let's go to Bobby Marks on if the Warriors' young assets are enough to acquire a big name.
I mean, you got Podzimski, you've got Moody, and you've got draft picks. And Trayce Jackson-Davis, right? Those are your, you know, take Kuminga out of the equation. So what are those three draft equity, and then you add that big contract there. So I certainly think so. I think that from the young player's perspective, you do. I don't think you have to put Kuming in. I mean, it's just a matter of kind of who that player is and who's available.
So, I mean, the one thing to me is when you say Pods, Moody, and Trace Jackson Davis, you can't be talking about one move, right? I mean, what team in the NBA would want three players that young all coming in one fell swoop?
I can't think of many.
Is kind of what I'm
thinking. And I guess my question to that is, why wasn't Kuminga on that list? Because I still have him as being the most attractive asset you have.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm wondering what Warrior fans think Joe Lacob's mindset is. And this is one thing that I have been given a lot of thought to recently. Like, what kind of owner do you think Joe Lacob is? And when I think about what kind of owner Joe Lacob is, that's when I do think, you know what, maybe Clay's not coming back. I'm starting to think Clay Thompson may not come back. Not because I'm a hater, not because I don't want him back, but because I'm trying to put myself in Joe Lacob's position. And I don't know that Clay's going to be back when I think about Joe Lacob. Okay, then I think about Jonathan Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I say, I don't think Kuminga's going anywhere. Why not, Steiny? Well, because I think Joe Lacob really likes Kuminga. He likes the idea that they drafted Kuminga at a very young age. He didn't have any experience, and now he's 3 years into his career, and he's shown that he's a pretty good player, and he's got a chance to be really good. So that's why I don't think Kuminga is going anywhere. That's why I think Klay Thompson might not be coming back. So who else does that leave? Chris Paul? I don't think Chris Paul's coming back.
Doesn't make fiscal sense.
Exactly. Okay, so then who else do we have? We have Wiggins. We have Draymond Green. Steph will obviously be back. But I want to know what Warrior fans think of what Joe Lacob wants to do. And I guess what I want to know is, Goo, like, what do you want to do?
Okay.
And then what do you think Lacob's going to do?
Okay.
888-957-9570.
And I've been thinking about this. So I have all the utmost respect for one Joe Lacob. He is Joey Lightyear, Steiny. Okay? He has brought this team from nothing into something. And you talk about how much the organization is worth, four parades that we are all a part of. I get it. But now, what if I were to tell you this is the first time I believe his reputation as a killer, K-I-L-L, I'm going Warren Sapp, a killer, is about to start this offseason. Because I'm not mad, but I was blown away that Joe Lacob shared with Cal Kami last offseason about Draymond Green and the brother, how he looked at Draymond as a brother and what he meant, all the sentimental stuff that I kind of thought, and Joe didn't do anything wrong, I kind of thought Joey Lightyear's the machine, the killer, would look past. And it got Draymond Green a contract 4 more years for 100. So now that leads me to believe, Steiny, I hear you because it's on the table, how much hardball they're going to play with Klay Thompson. And again, it takes two to tango. Klay could want to leave, and then the Warriors could say, hey, we wanted him back. He chose to go elsewhere. But I guess I'm getting goosebumps to see the answer to your question about how much of what they've built means what right now, after a year, your team did not qualify for the playoffs, and you're sitting here with almost a $400 million payroll. Like, at some point now, we're going to find out what means what to him, and there's no wrong answer. But if I'm running this business and we didn't make the playoffs and my bill is the most in the league in history, then there's got to be some uncomfortable decisions to be made, and you just want to find out, Steiny, when or if that will start.
Yeah, and I don't know, and that's why I'm starting to think that maybe this is the end of the run for Klay Thompson. with Joe Lacob. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, and you've talked a lot about this, you've kind of been all over it, and it's the idea that Joe Lacob paid Draymond Green last year, paid him $100 million. So I'm thinking to myself, why did Draymond Green drive down to Joe Lacob's house? Like, why? To me, if you put two and two together, it had to mean that there was doubt.
This is fascinating.
That there was doubt.
You think?
Okay. Yeah, why else would he do it? It is highly unusual for a player to drive down to an owner's house. Joe Lacob mentioned it because it was unusual. So I'm going to take Joe Lacob at his word. So that tells me that there may have been doubt about that contract. And yes, maybe it means that Draymond had to sell Joe Lacob on that contract. And that's where I'm at. You know, that's why I continue to focus on the most important person in that organization right now, and it's Joe Lacob. And if Joe Lacob gave Draymond Green a $100 million contract last year, and he thinks that Draymond did not live up to it, then he's going to try to move Draymond Green. Now, I don't know if he can, but the more I think about the report by Zach Lowe, where did that come from on Thursday? A report in ESPN. Zach Lowe saying the Warriors are growing tired of Draymond Green's volatility.
Would you stop there real quick? Does that surprise you?
No.
Me neither.
Okay. Well, but why wasn't that story written a year ago? Why wasn't that story written 4 months ago? The story was written now, and to me it has to be written now because the Warriors are letting the word out that Draymond, they're getting tired of Draymond.
You could be
they
right.
They are getting tired of Draymond. And that's another player I'm looking at. Would they really try to move Draymond Green? I mean,
when
I look at Joe Lacob, I look at a guy who's more likely to who's less likely to run it back than to try to do something bold.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.